preacher sometime. You can't tell it by listening to me. I've tried it with notes and I've tried it without notes, and it doesn't seem to get any better either way I try it. So I was jotting down some notes, and I come up with the grand scheme of putting it on computer and printing it out. So I went to Brother Teague's office this afternoon and got it all printed out, or should I say typed up. But he didn't have a printer in his office, so he said, there's a printer in the other room. So I said, it's no big deal. We're in a high-tech world. So I just downloaded what I had typed onto a little 3.5 disc and took it over to the next room. But the only problem was, you know, computers are sometimes like church folks. They don't talk to each other. And the computer in his office, when I flipped that disc in one computer, it would read it, but it would read it and look like Russian. Yeah, all Greek to you. It was to me, too. And so that's no big deal. We'll pull it out and stick it in this other computer. Well, okay, it comes up fine. But then the printer wouldn't print it. And we got some computer gurus in there, and they didn't have no more idea what was going on than nothing. And so I said, well, just forget it. We are destined for a Holy Ghost interruption, or this is going to be a grand flop all the way around. Brother Glenn said, oh, don't worry. Don't worry. We're going to shout tonight anyway. I'm awaiting, Brother Glenn. I'd say if there's ever been a time for you to do something, this would be a mighty good time. So I'm awaiting. So then I looked over at Brother Teague, and I said, when we got on this platform, I said, you feel like preaching? I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to preach. That's fine. That's good. Then he turns around, hands me his notes. Glory to God. I got the word for the hour. I look and it says, Santa Claus? St. Nicholas. Oh, my. Just no telling what's going to happen in this meeting tonight. That's just what's making it all the more exciting. Amen. No telling what God's going to do, but I just feel like God's up to something, and I'd like to be here when He just does what He's already starting to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not preaching to you again tonight. I did last night, and I don't think that I'm going to preach to you, as far as I know, another night this week. No. Unless the Lord changes, and that's very possible. But I'd like somebody to get up, if they would, and they turn out this section of lights right here. Would you turn this section of lights out? Somebody right here that knows where the light. There you go, sis. Turn this section of lights out, okay? You turn that section right there out, right there. That's it. Because during this service tonight, I want you to remember that while God's doing a whole lot of other things, that the lights on the road to hell are still going out for you if you're not being obedient to the voice of the Lord. Amen. All right. Here we go. 2 Kings chapter number 3, verse number 9. And we're going to read several verses, so please bear with us. If you'd like to stand for the reading of the Word of God, that's fine. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 3, 2 Kings, verse number 9. So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, and they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey, and there was no water for the host and for the cattle that followed them. And the king of Israel said, alas, that the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that we may inquire of the Lord by him? One of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and thy mother. King of Israel said, nay, for the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them in the hand of Moab. Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts liveth before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel prayed that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water that ye may drink, both ye, your cattle, and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. Amen. Verse number 16. Thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. Amen. I feel like preaching tonight, and I certainly need the help of the Lord on you better get busy. You better get busy. Heavenly Father, we are here, and if we've ever needed you, we certainly do right now. You know where we're at, but God, I know that you're able in this service to do the impossible, and I'm asking that you would do it, because you said if we would do our part, you would do yours. And I hope that I can say I've tried to do my part, and others in this building have as well. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. All right, Brother Teague, would you go get my little props tonight, please, and bring them out here. And everybody's a-hoping there's going to be more lollipops. Not tonight. No lollipops tonight. Put one over here, one right here, and one over yonder. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I tell you what, we're off to a good start tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I think I've already heard enough reasons from the devil why the Lord can't move tonight. And by looking at some of your faces, I'm convinced he was telling part of it right. That's right. I'm convinced by looking at some of you that he was telling it right. Some of you yawning. Some of you just sheerly bored, if it's a possibility. Amen. And some of you, you know, you're twiddling your thumbs, and there seemed like kind of a restlessness already amongst us. And I've already seen it in the service starting off. Praise the Lord. But that's just a good opportunity for God to prove the devil to be a liar. Amen. Wouldn't you like to see God move tonight? Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do everything in my power that when I leave here tonight, that if there is not a move of God, it's going to be God's fault, because I'm going to do everything possible to see a move of the Holy Ghost in this sanctuary. And if you'd set it in your mind to do everything in your power, that when you walk out, if God doesn't move, you can look up and say, Lord, I did everything I could do. Amen. I think there might be something done for the Lord. Amen. Well, here we go. Amen. I'm trying to flip back between three different notes, sections of notes on three different messages, because I'm trying to combine a lot of things. So if it's one big mess, don't worry about it. God's had to straighten a lot of my messages out before. Amen. There's a lot of them he didn't bother to even try. Amen. So here we go. Here we go. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. I like that, don't you? When he went back and dug the wells again, he just went back and called sanctification what it always was. was and didn't see any need of trying to modify or change it or update things. Just went back and called holiness holiness. Amen. Thank God. Well, my. Seemed like I remember about a year and a half ago now when I came down to South Florida. I remember riding down the road and seeing all of your rivers were drying up and your ponds were just about empty. The water was gone. Somebody said Florida was in a drought. Amen. I remember there was rain, but you were still in a drought. Well, that's kind of where we're at in South Carolina now. Been 4 years that we have been in a drought. Yes, we have had rain. There has been rain, but it has not been sufficient to maintain, amen, and continue what we need. Amen. Our rivers are now drying up in South Carolina. Oh, I was walking these grounds today and thought if there's some way I could bottle all of this liquid from heaven and carry it back to Carolina and sell it, I'd be an overnight millionaire. Amen. Rivers drying up. Ponds emptying out. Oh, amen. My. We are in a drought in South Carolina. Yes, there are times when a drought is months and even years without rain. But then there are times that there are showers, but they are not sufficient, amen, to maintain the levels in the ponds and in the rivers. I believe that across the holiness ranks, it seemed like that we have been in a drought in our holiness churches. It seemed like, yes, there's been rain from heaven, but it has not been enough to maintain the level of our ponds and of our rivers. Oh, come on now and help me while I preach to you tonight. Amen. Yes, there are devastating effects that come about as a result of a drought. You see, when there is insufficient rain, the crops will wither in the field. Amen. When there is not enough rain from heaven, the trees will wilt as their rate of transpiration far out exceeds the water from heaven above. Amen. Not only that, but the flowers. How many flowers have I lost in my yard that have died because of insufficient rain? Yes, there have been seasons, amen, where the Lord has come by and sprinkled us. But I want to tell you there has been a drought across this land. Amen. Yes. Yes, we have had showers here, but we have lost seemingly more than we have gained. Amen. I look across the congregation tonight. Some of you are wilted. Amen. Some of you are dried up. Amen. Some of you have even died because of a drought that is continuing on. And even in this service tonight, there are some of you, be you young, middle-aged, or old, if you soon do not get some rain from heaven, you're going to be another has-been on the road to glory. It is not just a matter of we need some rain. It is a matter we must have some rain from the glory world above. Amen. Stay with me now. I feel like preaching to you for a little while. Amen. There was a day in the land of Israel that God, amen, moved on Elijah. And Elijah went to Ahab and said, it will not rain according to my word. Amen. And God sends Elijah down to the brook Cherith. Amen. And there Elijah, while the other, amen, people are starving. Amen. Their wells are drying up. Elijah, the man of God, is by the brook being fed every day by Raven Express. But there came a day that even the brook of the man of God dried up. How many preachers do I see in this hour? Even their brook is drying up. Though we are called of God, though we are anointed of the Holy Ghost, but day by day we notice our brook is getting drier and getting drier, and there's no rain from heaven sufficient to replace what has been lost by the heat of the Son. I'm feeling like preaching now. Amen. Hallelujah. But God says to the man of God, I want you to go down to the widow there, and she will sustain thee. Amen. We like to shout over that. Elijah goes down, and while everybody else's barrels are running out, amen, the meal barrel did not empty, and the cruse of oil did not run out. Let's shout over that one, brethren. Amen. While everybody else is dying, the man of God is eating. Amen. You know what they had to eat today? They had meal and all for breakfast. They had meal and all for dinner. Had meal and all for supper. You know what they had the next day? Oil and meal for breakfast. Oil and meal for dinner. Oil and meal for supper. Amen. And I believe after a while, amen, Elijah got hungry from some of the fruit of Jaffa. And that widow lady said, thank God for the meal and all, but I long for some fresh vegetables out of the garden, but there are none. I want to tell you, some of you have made it on the oil and the meal, but even that is loathsome to you now, because you go to church, it's the same old, same old. The same old, same old. The same old, same old. The same old song. Same old dry message. Thank God for the meal and the oil. Amen. But I'll tell you, amen, it has sustained me. But I got a desire for some fruit off the tree. I have a desire for some garden vegetables. Hallelujah. And it'll only come when the rain comes from heaven. Hallelujah. 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 I remember one time the Lord had dealt with me to do some extended fasting. And all I was doing was drinking water. Amen. That water was the only thing sustaining my life. But Brother Teague, after a few days, that water became so repulsive to me that I literally had to cram the straw back in my throat so the water did not touch my taste buds. That's how much it just almost made me want to vomit. The only thing keeping me alive, but I loathed it. I was ready for some good citrus cooler Gatorade. Amen. Along to pop the can of a Sprite. Oh, glory to God. Amen. But oh, even in the house of God, you've come to service after service. Amen. You even thought about quitting the church and going down to the Baptist, and you know they ain't got nothing. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Some of them do, thank God. But they're about like the holiness people. Looks like most of them backslid like us. Amen. Come on now. Oh, you ain't helping me, but I ain't worried because somebody else is. Amen. Thank God. But here you are. You've lived off oil and meal. You've lived off meal and oil. But there's somebody in this sanctuary that's craving. Amen. That's craving. I said that is craving. And saying, oh God of heaven, in this drought that I've been in, and send water from heaven. Amen. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Amen. Hope you guys and gals ain't wore out. I'm just getting cranked up. Lord of God. You better watch it. I'll be doing that in a little while. That's how I'm a feeling. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my, my, my. Yes. Sometimes it seems like it's so dry. Amen. That I feel like that I'm in the valley of dry bones. And Ezekiel said, and the hand of the Lord was upon me. And he carried me out in the spirit. And he laid me, set me down in the midst of a valley of bones. And lo, they were very dry. Amen. I declare in reading that, it seemed to me like he was seeing a vision of the church I pastor. Amen. hallelujah, dry. And they are very dry. And God said, Son of man, can these bones live? And oh, Ezekiel looks out, and I hear the voice of the prophet as he said, Lord, I really don't know. I just don't know if they can or not. But God said, Son of man, I'm going to make these bones live again. Hallelujah. And he said, what I want you to do is preach to them and prophesy. Amen. There have been a lot of time, Brother Caraway, I felt like Ezekiel. I've got up and preached to a valley of dry bones. Amen. They didn't do anything. That is even better than you are tonight. But I kept on preaching and believing that after a while, God, what's going to come by with the moving of heavens? Holy Ghost! Oh, my. Hallelujah. Glory. Do you know what these dry bones were? They are the remnant of what had been a great army. One day they'd march tall and proud. They'd challenge Goliath, and he'd come down. Amen. They had marched with the victory of heaven. But now, in the valley, they have been slaughtered, and they are now nothing but bleaching carcasses. Amen. I want to tell you, my friend, most people don't backslide on the mountaintop, but it's down in that valley. Amen. Oh, it's easy to run and jump and shout at youth camp, climb on the Bible stand. Amen. Run around the building. Oh, but when you're out in that valley, and it's hot and it's dry, amen, and there is no word from heaven, and all you got some oil and some meal. Amen. That's where, amen, we end up with a lot of has-beens. I go from place to place. I go from church to church. I look around and see the valley littered with a bunch of has-beens. Amen. They did run well, but what did hinder them? Amen. It got dry. Amen. It got dry. Oh, amen. I want to tell you tonight, it may be dry where you're at, but there is one in heaven above that has the power in this service, amen, to bring your drought to an end. I said there is one that has the power, amen, in this service, amen, to say the dry spell is over. I said there is a God in heaven that has the power to take this valley of dry bones, amen, amen, and set it on fire by the power of heaven's sweet Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel him. I said, I feel him in this sanctuary. One day, the man of God hears the word from heaven, and he goes to Elijah, and Elijah is in his summer house. And the man of God says, Ahab, you better get up. There's a sound of an abundance of rain. And it's okay for you to be here, amen, when it's dry. Amen. But when the rain comes, you better be at a higher plane than you are now, or you're going to be mighty, mighty much in trouble. Some of you sitting there feeling comfortable in your little state. It's been fine when there ain't been no rain. But I'm telling you, the rains are coming. And when it does, if God catches you where you're at now, you're going to be in trouble. I said, you're going to be in trouble. You better get up and you better start making a move to a higher ground. You better get up out of your house of drought and start running. There is a sound of an abundance of rain. Amen. My, I feel the Holy Ghost all the way down to my big toe. Hallelujah to God. And I want the devil to know he is still a liar. He is still a liar. He is still a liar. He said there'll be no move of God. He is a liar. Amen. God is in this house. You better get busy, young lady. You better get busy, young man. You better get busy, Grandpa. When the rain comes, if you're caught where you are now, it's going to be mighty dangerous for you. And God's given you an opportunity to get up and start running to a higher plane. Amen. There came a day. Oh, amen. There came a day that in the camp of Israel, three kings are gathered together, the king of Israel, king of Edom, and the king of, amen, Judah. And after about 7 days of revival with no water, everybody's about ready to die. Amen. And somebody said, we got to have water. If we don't get any water, amen, our cattle are going to die. Horses are going to die. We'll not be able to fight the battle. And somebody said, is there a prophet here? Amen. Somebody said, you need water? Is it water you need? I got the man. I know the man. This man poured water on the hands of Elijah. If you want somebody that knows how to find water, you call Elisha. He poured water on the hands, amen, of Elijah. Amen. I'll tell you what, say what you want, but when people really have a need of God, amen, they'll look to the holiness church, because they know even in dry spells, we know where there's water. Oh, somebody help me preach, or I'm going to shout by myself tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And so Elisha walked in the church and he looked around. Elisha looked around. He said, well, he said, I'm looking over a congregation. Amen. 2/3 of you, I have nothing to do with. Amen. Go to the gods of your mama and daddy. But he saw one man whose heart desired the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said, somebody get me a stringed instrument. Bring me the minstrel. Would somebody bring me a stringed instrument? All right. I said, would somebody get me a stringed instrument? Oh, Lord, no wonder. We ain't getting no farther. Amen. Amen. The Bible said that when the minstrel began to play, come on, play something. Play something beside Honky Tonk Haven. Amen. Amen. Play something beside contemporary craze. Give me one of them old-fashioned Holy Ghost anointed songs where somebody was anointed to sing Amazing Grace. Oh, you ain't helping me, but somebody else is. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And there's the man that... I said, play. You don't know anything besides honky-tonk? You don't know nothing besides contemporary? Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Amen. Play me something. Amen. Play. I didn't say strum. Play. Amen. And while he played, the Spirit of the Lord came on the man of God. And the man of God said, make this valley full of ditches. There will not be rain. Amen. You'll not see it. But if you'll make ditches, God said, I'll feel them. I will feel them. I'm going to tell you, it's time you get busy. It's time somebody grab a shovel and start digging a ditch that God can fill.
I've done a little plumbing work. There's a man in the church that's a plumber. A few days when I need a little extra money, I work with him. Time or two, just out of the goodness of my heart, I said, buy him a lunch, I'll work for food. Amen. I didn't know anything about plumbing. One day he said, well, we got a little trench we need to dig. You guys think we need to hook up the ditch witch?
I said, oh, no, don't worry about it. I don't know anything else. I'll do it. I learned after about 30 minutes, the last thing you ever want to do is be stuck with a shovel in your hand. Amen. I promise you, after that day, I made it a point. I learned something else. As soon as the wheel on that truck stopped, I ran for the skill saw. I ran for the dope pipe glue. I learned to leave the shovel alone. Amen. It's hard. It's back-breaking work. Amen. You'll break out in the sweat. Amen. That's how it is. And that's why there's no more going on in your heart tonight. Amen. You don't want to pay the responsibility of digging a ditch. What God said, make these valleys full of dishes right in the middle of this dry place. If you'll dig a ditch, I'll fill it.
Well, I'm going to just tell you the honest truth. I didn't feel nothing when he played that. I didn't feel nothing. This morning, Brother Caraway steps to this platform. Says, how many of you? John, Brother Hudson's preaching last night. You were touched by the word of the Lord. Hands went up all over the building. Timmy Baggett's brother Timmy's sitting right in front of me. He doesn't move. He doesn't move. Staring out in space like some of you are right now. So I just politely leaned over and said, hey, huh? I ain't getting nothing out of your testimony last night either. I didn't feel nothing when the man of God said that. I didn't feel nothing. God didn't say whether you felt anything or not. He said, dig. I didn't feel like running when he said that. God didn't say you got to run. God said, dig. Oh, I just wish he'd have laid his hand on me and said, hocus pocus, dilly I docus, come into focus, lo I see, grab a shovel. Amen. God didn't have to. He just said, dig. God just said, dig. I said, God just said, dig. Well, if he'd have had a fast song, he ain't got to have a fast song. God said, dig. The thing for you to do is grab a shovel and start digging. Hallelujah. I said, the thing for you to do is get a hold of a shovel and start digging.
I still don't feel much, do you?
You know that's pretty hot and dry. That's the most ridiculous sermon I ever heard in my life.
I believe I'll talk to somebody else. This guy's kind of serious about this thing.
Hallelujah. The devil will talk you out tonight of a movement of the Holy Ghost. He'll talk you out of grabbing a shovel and starting to dig. That's foolish. That's stupid. I know, but God said dig. And you better get busy. There's a sound of an abundance of rain. And if you want water on your soul, you better grab a shovel and you better start digging. Or you're going to be left there. Amen. While God fills everybody else in the house of the Lord.
Sit down, gentlemen. Sit down. Dig, brother, dig. Shout, brother, shout. Come on, shout. I want you to shout now. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, just, you know. Come on. And we sitting here like a bunch of deadheads saying, what's wrong with him? How come you feeling anything? I'll tell you why, he's got a shovel and he's digging. You'd feel something if you dig too.
But you're content to sit there in your little seat and do nothing and blame God for your predicament. But I believe there's somebody tonight in this sanctuary that's hungry enough and thirsty enough to dig a little bit until you hear from heaven. Somebody help me while I preach to you tonight. Amen. There's a sound of an abundance of rain, and you better get busy digging or you'll be left out.
But watch out, I'm feeling dangerous. Where are you at? Yeah, there you are. Yeah, come here. Would you do me a favor? Run. Go. Come on. I tell you, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. What's wrong with him? Just stop me. For those of you who wasn't here, we hadn't broke out in the first song this morning, hardly. I hadn't even got through my first series of yawns yet. Some of them were asleep on the pew. Hey, amen. Some of them were yawning like you were a little while ago, Brother Brad. And this old boy took off and he run around this place. And that didn't do him good enough. He run around. He took at least two, maybe three laps. And I'm standing there like, what in the world's wrong with him? And the rest of us are looking at him like, what's wrong with him? And God's looking at us saying, what's wrong with y'all? Amen. What's wrong with y'all? Why don't you start digging? I'll tell you what he's doing. He had a shovel in his hand. He said, God, if nobody else, amen, wants water, I'll dig a ditch. And I'll believe you to fill it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said, I'll feel if you'll dig. My Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost in this sanctuary. And if somebody else would get up and grab a shovel and start digging, you might dig through to the Holy Ghost in this service tonight. What's she doing? She's digging. And she'll have a revival if nobody else in this building does or not. Amen. God ain't interested in those that are sitting on the pew. But God's looking for somebody that's willing to let him fill a ditch they have dug. I'm telling you tonight, if there's anything in my heart, you better start digging. You better get busy. Ridiculous. You're hot and sweaty. I'm getting ready to quit because God's getting ready to start. A few weeks ago, I took my little family to Niagara Falls. And those of you that know me know I have a unique hobby. I like to visit the graves of old preachers that have long laid in the dust. I visited Francis Asbury's in Baltimore, Maryland. I visited Jonathan Edwards in Princeton Cemetery. I visited George Whitfield's in Newburyport, Massachusetts. I have been to Northampton, Massachusetts and visited the grave and laid flowers on the grave of David Brainerd. I have visited City Road, London, England. And every time I go to London, I always make a trek to Wesley Chapel to visit the grave of John Wesley and across the street to visit the grave of John Bunyan. And there was another one that we added just recently. My oldest daughter, Rachel, 9, wanted to come to this meeting so bad. Amen. We were going to find the grave of that old circuit riding preacher who rode the hills of Virginia, mountains of West Virginia. We were going to find the grave of Reverend Robert
saw your Chevy. Amen. Amen. About 7 o'clock that Monday afternoon, we rolled into Wesley's Chapel Cemetery there in Trigg, back up in the mountains of Virginia. Amen. There we found his grave, and we laid flowers on his grave. As we were getting ready to leave, my daughter started in, Rachel and Sarah 7. Daddy, tell us about Chevy. All right, sweetheart, when he was a young boy, he went with his friends to a little old meeting to throw corn cobs at the preacher. But while they threw corn cobs, he got under conviction and got saved that night. Daddy, tell us some more about Brother Chevy. I said, sweetheart, there's a day, amen, Chevy was riding, came up on a liquor steal and got down and tried to get the old man to quit his bootlegging. And Chevy got down to pray. And Chevy said, Lord, send a big old oak tree down on this still and break it to pieces. And the old bootlegger laughed and said, there ain't an oak tree within a good distance of here. I said, girls, and a few weeks later, Chevy saw that old bootlegger. And he said, when he saw the bootlegger run back and said, get away from me. What do you mean? He said, I was out by my still one night and a storm blew in, knocked me down. And I watched way up on the mountain as the wind pulled a big oak tree the size of a wagon wheel, brought it down, and smashed my liquor still like an egg. Daddy, tell us some more about Brother Chevy. I said, honey, there's a day he's riding these mountains, amen, in the cold ice and snow, and he froze to the saddle, and they had to break him loose. Daddy, would you tell us more about Chevy? Yes, honey, there's a day he was riding in the snow, and he come up on a man, amen, that was poorly clothed. Amen, he got down off of his horse, pulled his socks off, and gave to the man who had no socks in his open shoes. Amen. And then when he got to the next house and he walked in, a lady said, Brother Chevy, I've been a-doing something and it probably won't mean anything to you, but I just got through knitting you a pair of socks. Would you have any need for them? Oh, Daddy, they said, would you tell us some more about Chevy? And I'm about there where I am now, wore out. I said, honey, there was a day Chevy came up on a wagon and one of the horses was dead, and this man and his family didn't have money to buy a horse, and Chevy got down, pulled the saddle off of his horse, put it on his shoulder, amen, said, you can have my horse. And he walked for miles in the rain to the nearest town. When he got there, somebody said, preacher, where's your horse? He told them what he'd done. Amen. They said, there's some horses coming in tomorrow. One man said, I'll put up half. Another said, I'll do the other half. We'll buy your horse. They went down to the corral the next day. These bucking stampede horses had not been broken. Somebody said, pick out the one you want, Brother Chevy. He said, I want that one right there. Man said, come back in a couple hours. We'll have broken this horse. You can ride him. Chevy said, bring him here and saddle him right now. They said, what do you? He said, saddle him right now. He climbed up on him and said, turn him loose. He said, what? He said, turn him loose. Preacher, this horse ain't broke. That's all right. He bowed his head in prayer. Amen. And said, turn him loose. They turned him loose. Horse shook a little bit and looked back at the little preacher, and they trotted off together. Oh, Daddy, would you tell me something else about the man of God? Yes, I will, honey. You see, these grounds around here, years ago they held a camp meeting, the Wabash camp meeting right here. And year in and year out, they would gather for weeks at a time. Sometimes 200 people would get saved in those camp meetings. Amen. Many nights, the sun would break over the hills with two people left in the tabernacle, Chevy and somebody praying for salvation. But he'd stay until they prayed through. Amen. One night, amen, in that temporal tabernacle there at Wabash, amen, they were singing songs of Zion without a piano, little old pump organs, all they had. No drums, no electric guitars. And I know some of you piano players are happy. I don't even think they had a tambourine. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I understand. I messed up a few good piano players myself.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But one night while they were there, amen, all of a sudden,
they heard something singing. And they stopped. And it was coming from the starry sky above. And they began to run out from underneath that open air tabernacle. And he looked up and heard the most beautiful singing that they'd ever heard. And somebody said, "Hey, that's my mama. I hear my mama singing. But she's been dead in the ground for years." Somebody said, "I hear my daddy singing." And for however long, under the starry sky in the hills, the mountains of Virginia, they stood and listened as heaven sang to them that night. When I left there, Brother Caraway, I felt a reverence looking at these hills, thinking there was a time that these mountains and trees witnessed the moving of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the glory of God. And while I was playing the role of a big shot evangelist yesterday in my little fifth wheeler, I felt the glory of God come down on me. And I felt the voice of the Lord say, as Jeremiah did, "O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord." And I looked out the window across to this tabernacle. And I said, "My God of heaven, amen, I believe that the Holy Ghost is so going to move that even the orange trees, amen, and the sugar sand is going to know that the glory of God is settled over the house and over the tabernacle." I don't know how you feel, but I feel that God is going to do something in this sanctuary tonight. I said, I believe that the Holy Ghost is going to walk in this building and do something here tonight. I said, prophesied of these bones and said, "Oh bones, hear the word of the Lord." I'm telling you, if you dig, God will fill your ditch. Judas, what happened? They're having a revival at Pentecost, and you're left out. You didn't dig. Is there one young lady over here that would kindly volunteer and say, "Preacher, I need the touch of God in my heart. I need it now." You got your hand up? You? What's your name? What's your social security number? You hear me? Can feel it right now, and I get dangerous. Is there a brother over here? Say, "Preacher, I'll be honest with you. I feel about as dry as anything, and I need the touch of the Holy Ghost." There you are, Josh. Here's another fellow. What's your name? Huh? Daniel, like lying then. Amen. Well, you two guys are going to have to fight over the shovel. Why don't y'all dig together? Amen. Two guys can have a revival over here on this side of the church, and everybody else sitting looking wondering what's going on. I ain't got nothing to do with what's going on. I can have a revival whether nobody else does or not. If I'll dig. I said, if you'll dig. I said, if you'll dig. Ain't no reason why you can't have a revival in this sanctuary tonight.
Is anybody in the middle? Young, old, middle age is dry. Needs a touch of God. Anybody raise your hand? Look like she hit the well. My. Look like she got a hold of something good. Glory to God. Glory to God. Son, no telling what could happen. You dig a little bit more. Amen. You might even run. But whether you do or not. Amen. Glory to God. My. Better watch out. Amen. She, come on, sis, dig on. Amen. You may dig into a river running free. Oh, come on. You're still standing there looking cross-eyed at me. And God saying, dig, dig, dig. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying, Brother Teague. I'm probably out of order. Probably want to shut it down. Go ahead. But I need revival enough. Amen. I'm going to do crazy things tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sis, you ain't through digging yet, are you? Amen. Dig on a little more. Amen. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. You know what happened? He kept on digging until he hit into that eternal, amen, river. Amen. Somebody can get the Holy Ghost tonight. I said somebody can get the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you'd only dig tonight, you could get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm getting ready to quit. I'm getting ready to wind it down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I just wish he'd bring that shovel to me. I just wish he'd come out and strike his hand and call on the name of his God. And God said, get up out of your seat. Get your little hands up. Get to praying and calling on me. And I'll fill you tonight. Amen. There goes another one. Amen. I tell you what, after a while, I believe the spectators are going to be in the minority around this sanctuary tonight. We're in the right place. Amen. For the movement of the Holy Ghost. And I say, blow wind of God. 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 Blow. Sir, you've been wanting to run. Amen. Good time to hit the aisle. Don't feel nothing. Ain't got to feel nothing. Dig a little bit. Dig a little bit. Some of you ought to already be in this altar with your hands saying, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, some of you dry hides ought to already be down here crying out. I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. Come on, somebody. Do something besides standing there like a church member. Let's call on the Lord. All right. Come on, ladies. You ain't gonna fool God. You ain't fool me, let alone God. I can tell how dry your heart is. Amen. My. But oh, God is able to fill tonight around this sanctuary, around these altars. God is able to fill, amen, with the Holy Ghost. God is able to heal bodies. God is able to do miraculous if you'd only get busy and dig.